Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from With Opinion Research and Independent Market Research Firm. It's not a sales call. We are doing a survey on issues facing your community. Would you have a few minutes to participate in this survey, sir?
Okay.
All right. Am I speaking with Ronnie Russell?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And before we begin, I need to know if you have reached on your cell phone. If you so, are you in a place where you can talk safely, without engaging yourself or others, putting yourself in danger?
No, I'm fine. I'm at my home and I'm not doing anything.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, in your home address for New Mexico?
Yes.
All right. In which county are you registered to vote?
Grant.
Grant. Okay. Okay. And are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, a political party, political blog, or by candidate or for political office? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, for qualification purpose, just make sure we know we have a representative sample. In what year were you born?
57.
57, okay. All right, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir, and what is the last grade that you completed in school? Would that be some grade?
12.
High school graduate?
12th grade, yes. I graduated from high school. Mm-hmm.
And just for statistical purposes, are you Hispanic, Latino, Hispanic origin, or no, or not?
No.
No, okay. All right, and thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are, to vote in November elections? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
I am definitely going to, if you have a mark for
all right.
That.
All right, thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November election for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were, being held today, for whom would you vote? Would it be Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat,
okay. And do you approve or disapprove the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
Okay. All right, so now changing topics for a minute. I would like to read you a list of names of different people active, in politics in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first, whether you have heard of them or the person, or then please tell me whether you have a favorite or unfavorable impression of that person. If someone I don't know too much about, you don't know too much about, you can let me know too. Okay, the first will be Gabe Vasquez.
Yes, I approve of Dave Vasquez.
Would that be strongly favorable or somewhat favorable?
Strongly favorable.
Okay. Yvette Harrell.
I do not like Yvette Harrell. Strongly
okay.
Against.
Okay.
Yes. Strongly disapproved.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I approve of Joe Biden.
Strongly. Okay.
Yes.
Kamala Harris.
Strongly approve.
Okay, and Donald Trump.
I hate his guts. Let's call it, I strongly disapprove, yes.
Thank you. All right, sir, which of the following issues, areas, would you say, is the most important issue deciding, your vote for United States Congress? If you have to pick one or two, which one would be the most important issue for you? The economy and jobs, education, inflation, cost of living, like groceries and gas, crime and drugs, protecting democracy, abortion, national security and foreign affairs, government spending and debt, illegal immigration and border security, taxes, the environment, you know, and climate change, social security and Medicare, health care, or something else?
Social security and Medicare.
Okay.
And next one would be, that's kind of a hard choice. I would say our democracy, saving our democracy.
Protecting our democracy. Okay, thank you.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, sir, and thinking again about the upcoming November election, how interested are you in, you know, elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, you know, with 1 meaning that you have no interest in elections, but 10 meaning that you are really interested in these elections.
10.
All right. All right, sir, and now thinking about more about this year's November elections, as you may heard, you know, President Biden recently dropped out, you know, president race, and it is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris, you know, to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, Jill Stein, and Green Party, you know, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Would that be definitely Harris or probably?
Definitely.
All right, so if the election for U.S. Congress were out today, for whom would you vote? Between Yvette Harrell, Republican, and Gabe Vasquez, you know, Democrat.
Gabe Vasquez.
Okay, would that be Vasquez probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir. And, next, I'd like to read you some statements. We almost finished with this survey. I really appreciate your time, okay? We're done. We're pretty much done. I'd like to read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Gabe Vasquez, okay? These are the types of the statements you might hear in the course of the political campaign, okay? After I read each one, please tell me if the statement makes you more likely or less likely to, you know, to vote for Gabe Vasquez. If it makes no difference, you can let me know too, okay? Okay, as crossing our, you know, southern border, Rose gave Vasquez, quote, what was, you know, happening at the southern border, quote, non-existent threat. Now, you know, migrants' crime is reviving New Mexico. Would you say not much more, someone more, someone less, much more to vote for her, or no difference, or in your opinion?
This is about Gabe Vasquez?
Yes.
Or Yvette Harrell. Okay.
It's Gabe Vasquez.
It wouldn't change my mind.
So it would be no difference, right? No difference.
No
okay,
difference.
Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives, you know, parents more access and control over their children. Public education allows them to know that what the children are being taught in school. Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or no difference in your opinion?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay? All right, Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down, you know, let's just get rid of it immediately. Would you say that makes you much more, someone less, someone much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with record high prices of worst border crisis in America history. Would that make you much more, someone less, or much less, or no difference to vote?
No difference.
No difference.
No difference.
Okay. All right. Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former, colleague the N-word. Would that make you much more, someone less, someone much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay. And while New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez, has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the last Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised, a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside, $10.5 billion in cash payment to illegal immigrants. Would you like to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or not? Makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference to me.
No. Okay, and while crisis, at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supported policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez, support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or no? Makes no difference to you?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. All right, sir, and Gabe Vasquez, backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and supports security cities which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE. Would that make you much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay, Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and would kill the New Mexico oil and gas industry and disseminate, funding for our school. Would that make you much more to support her? Someone more, someone less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay. Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas irresponsible, even through the oil and gas industry, contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or makes no difference to you?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group of support sex change drugs for minors. Would that make you more or less?
What was the question again? Or what was that one?
No, is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors.
Makes no difference to me.
No difference. Okay, even with the surge of, you know, fentanyl flowing across the border and New Mexico having the eighth highest overdose death rate in the country, Gay Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border, you know, to sneak drugs into the country and local communities. Would that make you more or less likely to support her?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely?
Just somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Okay, and Gay Vasquez is defunded the police Democrat who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties for violent crimes, including carjacking, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats. Would that make you more or less likely to support her because of that?
More likely.
More likely, okay. All right, so in, earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gay Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Would that make you more or less likely to support?
No difference to me.
No difference. Okay, and the last one, Gay Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, you know, quote, it's just another... just about, you know, defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everyone else. Would that make you more or less likely to support him?
No difference to me.
No difference. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now that we have heard more, you know, information, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Yvette Harrell, Republican, or Gay Vasquez, Democrat?
Gay Vasquez.
Would that be definitely or just probably?
Definitely. Definitely.
Definitely. All right. Thank you, sir. And having heard more, what concerns, you know, or hesitations do you have about reelecting Gay Vasquez? Can you tell me that in just in a few words?
I'm sorry. What was the question again?
What concerns or hesitations do you have about, you know, reelecting Gay Vasquez?
I have none.
Okay. All right. Let me write this. I have none, right? No hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. All right, sir. Now just a few questions about yourself and statistical purpose. Okay. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent.
Unaffiliated. They call it unaffiliated, I think, but yeah. It's the same thing as independent.
Do you lean towards a Democrat or a Republican?
Democrats.
Okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, liberal, or most issues?
Moderate.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for statistical purposes, what is your race? Are you Caucasian or white, African-American or black, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian Pacific Islander?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, are you currently single, never been married, unmarried, and live with a partner, married, separated, widow, or divorced?
Married.
Married. All right, sir, now just for statistical purposes, despite how you may feel today, please tell me for who did you vote on the election for president on November 2020? Would that be Donald Trump, a Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and I appreciate your help. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Uh huh.